You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, recent weather conditions have been great for the corn crop, which may actually be bad for farmers. We'll find out why.
First, we've been inviting candidates running in Wisconsin's congressional primaries to join us on Central Time and on the Joy Cardine Show.
The Wisconsin primaries will take place on August 9th, and this week we're interviewing candidates from Wisconsin's 1st District, where Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is the incumbent.
We talked to Democratic candidates Ryan Solon and Tom Bry earlier this week. You can hear their interviews on WPR.org. Now we're turning to the Republican side, where Paul Nealon is challenging Speaker Ryan. Speaker Ryan is scheduled to join us tomorrow. Paul Nealon joins us now. Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really glad to be on with you.
Well, first of all, why did you decide to run for Congress?
As you know, I'm a businessman. I've run businesses all over the globe, and this Trans-Pacific Partnership that Paul Ryan is the mercenary champion of, I read about that. I read what Senator Sessions wrote on this terrible, terrible trade deal and how it gives up U.S. sovereignty and it was going to undermine the wages of workers here in the United States. And, you know, it was so difficult to get information on it. I literally had to go to the New Zealand website and double fact check everything in that document. And I wrote to Speaker Ryan, I called his office, I wrote to the governor because I know that they are friends, and I said, this is a terrible trade deal. Article 27 gives up U.S. sovereignty. I just got my fifth U.S. patent 2 weeks ago. This trade deal reduces the length of patents. It'll bring foreign workers to replace us in our jobs, and it will absolutely undermine our ability to trade in the world, and it's being sold. Here's the insidious thing. It is being sold to America as it's a free trade deal. You have to put finger quotes around free trade because it's anything but free trade. It's 5,500 pages of regulations and rules that only benefit big corporations. And you'll see who's lobbying for this. It's the same people that are putting money in Paul Ryan's campaign coffers. He's got $10 million in his campaign war fund, $0 of which, as of his last report, he put in there himself. I started out at 18 years old in a factory, and it took me 12 years at night to get my engineering degree. And eventually I ran that factory, and I've run factories all over the United States, including in 2008, 2009 in Delavan, Wisconsin, one of a Fortune 500's flagship businesses, where I was responsible for Buffalo, New York, Chicago, Delavan, Mexico City, and Modesto, California. And we grew through the downturn from $150 million business to $180 million. And they said, hey, Nealon, you did so great. We want you to go run all of our businesses in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. So I went and lived overseas for over 2 years, almost 3 years, and I learned very quickly it is not the United States of Europe. And trade deals like this that undermine U.S. sovereignty, Article 27 sets up an unelected commission, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Commission, and it will be a group of bureaucrats who will be making rules and regulations that the U.S. Congress can't change.
Well, Paul, I want to jump in. People have made the case that these trade agreements, call them free or whatever you want, actually can benefit a place like Wisconsin, giving markets to Wisconsin farmers, Wisconsin factories for that matter. Do you see some plus side? Can we have a better fair trade deal by tweaking this, not scrapping the whole thing?
No, what we need to do is, and that's a great question. I'm all for trade. I'm all for bilateral trade agreements, country to country. And here's why you want bilateral trade agreements. This trade agreement in particular is largely led by Japan. And Japan brought in all of their smaller, awkward cousins, call it, smaller countries because every nation gets one vote. So there's three of us on the phone right now. If each of us had one vote, who's leading? Paul Ryan's selling this as we need to lead. So if each one of us has one vote, Who's leading? Nobody. Nobody's leading. You can't lead with one vote. And no businessman in his right mind would sign a contract that's a living document that says, okay, there's 12 countries in this Trans-Pacific Partnership. Everybody gets one vote. And we can change the document after it's been signed. So why would I sign a document? Why would we sign a document that we know the other countries are willing to change the document, and if they have a majority vote, it'll be changed? And this thing about Wisconsin farmers, the thing you have to remember, let's take Japan, for instance. A Wisconsin farmer or anybody in agriculture, any imaginable agricultural product, it is subject to being sold to the country itself. You're not selling to a Japanese consumer. You're not selling to a Japanese distributor. You have to get a certificate from the country of Japan. And they already have their agricultural minister on record as reassuring their agricultural people, don't worry, we're not going to issue very many of those certificates. So the only people that will win, the only people that will get these certificates are the big agribusinesses, the ones who are lobbying for it. They will put small farms, small medium farms, under such immense pressure, because if you think about it, the way this trade agreement is set up, every country has to have standards, right? Well, in the United States, with dairy, I've built a bunch of product for dairy processing, pumps, valves, heat exchangers. I'm an engineer, so the businesses I run are highly engineered businesses. You have to comply to the PMO, the pasteurized milk ordinance, and you have to, so that's administered by the FDA or the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Those standards are very high. And we have chain of custody from the food that the cows eat to how the cows are handled to how the milk is transported, how the milk transport trucks are washed and cleaned and cared for, how long the milk sits at any given point along the way, how it's processed in the milk from the milk reception unit through the dairy, how from the dairy to the cheese factory and how the cheese factory processes. I've put a bunch of equipment in cheese factories around the world, a lot in Wisconsin, I might add. And so we have standards, very, very high standards, of quality, which protect our kids, which protect our families. However, you look at another country, and they have very low standards. Let's say Vietnam.
Actually, Paul, I think we get the point that other countries have poor standards. I want to move on to some other issues apart from trade. As we talk to Paul Nealon, a candidate for Congress in the 1st District Republican primary, voting next week. You've mentioned this has kind of become a national election, Paul, and you've criticized the incumbent, Paul Ryan, for not wholeheartedly supporting Donald Trump in the race, and that's brought a lot of national attention, including for Donald Trump himself, to your campaign. Why is that important for voters in the 1st District to watch for?
Well, it's important because he's our standard bearer. It's either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. And so Paul Ryan has a responsibility to the team, the party, the group that he is representing to bring unity. And he is bringing disunity because Speaker Ryan is bought and paid for. I hate to say it, but honestly, somebody who has $10 million in his campaign coffers from great big corporations, we just don't pay enough here in Wisconsin's 1st District. Can you name a time when Paul Ryan worked as hard for Wisconsin workers and veterans and families as he has for his corporate donors? There isn't a time. There simply isn't a time. And just back on that other topic real quick, the reason I brought up the two standards, it costs a lot of money in the United States to maintain those standards. If you have very low standards and it doesn't cost very much, it'll be a lot easier for others to import here, because the only thing that treaty says is you have to have standards. It doesn't say they have to be equal. So by no stretch of the imagination is Vietnam going to implement the pasteurized milk ordinance. They are not going to implement the same stringent levels that we have here. So that trade deal would allow foreign corporations to sue Wisconsin. they could sue if they tried to bring their product here and we said, wait, it doesn't match our standards, they could sue us. And Canada has been railing against this, that it's going to be the explosion of corporations all over the globe attacking local municipalities. And you know that our local municipalities can't handle attacks by lawfare, by lawyers who are going to come in, and those corporations are going to take money, they're going to take food off of the tables of Wisconsin families, because our taxes will go up in order to pay for these things. It's an insidious trade deal. I've been in business 30 years. I've sold things, bought things all over the world. Bilateral trade's the way to do it.
We're hearing from Paul Nealon. He's a Republican candidate for Congress in Wisconsin's 1st District Republican primary. Speaker Paul Ryan is the incumbent there.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have for Paul Nealon? What should Congress focus on next year? And if you live in the 1st Congressional District, what are the most important issues in your community? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation after a short break here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation now with Paul Nealon. He's a candidate for Congress in the 1st District Republican primary, where Speaker Paul Ryan is the incumbent.
And we want to hear from you. What questions do you have for the candidate? If you're from the southeastern part of the state, what issues are most important in your community? Call us at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Tell us what issues you think Congress needs to focus on. That's 800-642-1234.
Paul, before we get to our callers, and briefly so we can get through some more issues, you mentioned jobs, workers in that area, thinking about workers at the GM plant in Janesville, which is closed. What specifically would you do to help create jobs in your area that Paul Ryan hasn't done?
Oh, well, you know, there's a combination of things. You know, bilateral trade agreements are fantastic, but we've got countries like China and Japan and others who are using currency manipulation against us. China alone has taken 8 million jobs out of this country and $800 billion. And it's widely known that they are manipulating their currency, which allows them to bring product over here more cheaply. And there is a mechanism called a scaled tariff. And a scaled tariff is fully legal within existing trade agreements, trade deals. If we implemented the scaled tariff, we would bring hundreds of billions of dollars into the U.S. Treasury. And, you know, we're knocking on $20 trillion in debt right now. They will still continue to sell to us because we are the market. If anybody says to you, oh, well, they'll stop selling to us, well, okay. So what, are they just going to shut all their factories down and they're going to send the product somewhere else? I mean, if they can send the product somewhere else, don't you think they would be doing that too now? China doesn't have the wealth of resources like the United States does. And as soon as we put them on a level playing field with us, what will happen is we will have a better playing field for U.S. manufacturing to thrive. And then we wouldn't be talking about a minimum wage. We would be talking about $25, $30 factory jobs. And each one of those factory jobs supports several other jobs. You know, we all have to have a family wage or a working wage, and we have to be sensitive to any of these jobs being shifted overseas. It has to be done. But we can't do that. Paul Ryan has worked against legislation that would address China's currency manipulation. He has undermined that process. And something else that he's undermined, Paul Ryan is responsible for bringing debate to the floor of the House on these wars that we're fighting all over the globe. The authorization to use military force ran out. They signed it in 2002. We executed all of those missions that we needed to accomplish, and it ran out. But as you've seen, we have boots on the ground everywhere. And if it's necessary to do that, Paul Ryan has been asked 4 times now by Congress to debate this on the floor. He won't debate this on the floor. He won't even debate me on this trade deal that he thinks is so great. And if he really thought it was so great and his donors really want it, you would think it would be great, wouldn't you? And he'd be able to stand up in front of Wisconsin and say, look at this great trade deal. The only problem is I know the trade deal. I've read it. I know chapter and verse that this thing is going to hurt U.S. workers. It's going to hurt the lowest people on our totem pole trying to climb up the ladder, who have just gotten out of school, who are just at the lowest entry level. Foreign corporations will be able to bring their workers into this country, as if it isn't bad enough that we don't have enough jobs to go around.
Talking to Paul Nealon, candidate for a Republican 1st District primary, running against Paul Ryan next week. Want to get to some of our callers now at 800-642-1234. Diane is with us in Anago now. Diane, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a question about health care. Paul Ryan ran on the platform of stopping Obamacare and controlling costs on health care, and instead what we have now, my husband and I have personally seen a substantial increase in our premium and our deductible almost doubling. What would you do differently to make health care more affordable for people?
Diane, thanks for the call. Paul?
Yeah, there are exchanges that we can do that are different than the Obamacare exchanges that exist out there now. So I'm not a proponent of Obamacare, and in fact I bought into Paul Ryan's suggestion that we would undo Obamacare, but he really didn't do that. We refer to him as Proposal Paul because he proposes a lot, but he doesn't really get a lot done. Unless, of course, you're a Puerto Rico hedge fund investor, then he'll get you bailed out. Paul Ryan does a lot of election year politicking, political engineering. He tells you he's for securing the border. He'll tell you that he's for making things safe. He'll tell you that he's for jobs. But Paul Ryan has gotten three pieces of legislation passed in 18 years. He renamed a post office. He got the excise taxes changed on arrows. And he passed some gobbledygook truth in legislating. So we have the greatest medical industry in the world, greatest medical thing, and it's been undone with Obamacare because it was so poorly implemented. And a short discussion like this is not really the time frame, but if you all recall, it was suggested that we would save $2,500 a year per family, and you could keep your doctor. And I don't think either of those two things came true for your caller. And we just heard her say that Paul Ryan said he was going to do something and he didn't do something. So I think, you know, I am running on a platform of getting things done. I've absolutely saved factories in the United States. I've closed factories. I just closed a factory in Canada and brought those jobs back to the United States, to the East Coast, and I moved work from the East Coast out to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. And I closed down the better part of a Mexican facility in 2013 and 14 and brought all those jobs back to Tallapoosa, Georgia. More profitably, I might add. I also brought product lines back from a company that I hired on with that was in China, and I brought those jobs back to the United States. You can do that if you are a smart business guy and you've got experience and you can motivate teams. So I can work with Congress. I can work with other members in Congress to come up with a better solution than what Paul Ryan's hawking.
I want to ask, Paul, because we just have a couple minutes left. How do you get that done? Paul Ryan has had to contend with a Democratic president who would veto the repeated times that the House passed Obamacare repeals. There might be a Democratic president you'd have to work with. There might be a filibuster-proof minority or even a majority of Democrats in the Senate. How would you work with those Democrats to accomplish some of what you're talking about?
Well, hey, Paul Ryan is representative for Democrats in this district. He's a representative for Republicans in this district and independents and libertarians and Tea Partiers. He's the representative for everybody. But he certainly doesn't act like it. He certainly doesn't work on behalf of working families here in Wisconsin. And that's what I've done my whole life. I've worked to grow businesses, and I got into a Fortune 200 because when my kids were in high school, I didn't want to move them out of their high school when our factory was moved from Delaware to Florida. And so, you know, I grew up in the Midwest. I ran businesses on the East Coast. My kids got into college, and a consulting company that I started in the late 90s, early 2000s, launched me into Fortune 200. And I know how to run businesses. Paul Ryan, he blames things on the president that aren't the president's fault. He's blamed a number of things on this president that aren't the president's fault. He blames it on the administration. The administration has nothing to do with whether or not Paul Ryan brings a floor debate on authorization to use military force. The framers of the Constitution never intended a president could wage war around the world like we see right now, and without being a check from Congress. That's Congress's role. Article 1, Section 8 says it is Congress's role to bring war. And if they debated that and they approved it, then everything would be fine. But he blames it on the administration that they don't have an authorization to use military force. How's that Obama's fault? I mean, it's absurd in the extreme for Paul Ryan to blame Obama for that when it's his role alone.
We'll leave it there, Paul. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, have a great day. Thanks so much for having me.
We've been talking to Paul Neelan. He's a candidate for Congress in the 1st District Republican primary, where he's running against Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Speaker Ryan is scheduled to join us tomorrow at this time here on Central Time. We also talked to the two Democratic primary candidates in the 1st District earlier this week. You'll be able to find all of our public radio interviews with candidates around Wisconsin and a lot more election information at wisconsinvote.org, including voting places and times, information about how to vote in Wisconsin, sometimes a moving target with changes to the law in the courts lately, and of course, this series of candidate interviews. Find all that and more over at wisconsinvote.org.